The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
At this point, is there anyone thinking that they could save Greece from default? The IMF says it's up to Greece. The Greek government says we may not be able to pull off all of the concessions you want to get from us. And yesterday, the International Monetary Fund cut its projections for economic growth in the U.S. and in Europe, largely because of the uncertainty over the European debt crisis, which begins in Greece. We're joined now by Konstantin Mikolos, head of the Athens Chamber of Commerce, and of course, Louise Story is with us, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Konstantin, good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
First of all, help us to understand the economic climate in Greece itself and how the Greek economy could get back to a position of growth. Is that possible at this point?
Well, definitely not immediately. Unfortunately, the Greek government over the last 2 years has made multiple announcements as to the necessary reforms that almost everyone recognizes that should be in place. But unfortunately, it hasn't implemented these reforms. And we found ourselves now in the spotlight because we all know that there is a possibility of a systemic collapse, a repetition of the Lehman Brothers case as far as Greece is concerned, and therefore the government, being in the corner now against the Troika, is forced to bring all the necessary reforms that should have taken place over the last 24 months in this particular moment in time. And it's very, very difficult, especially when we're talking about public sector cuts, which have been necessary for many years. Unfortunately, these didn't come along. The private sector has taken the burden of all this crisis. It will suffice to say that only crocodile tears have been shed over the 250,000 jobs that have been lost in the private sector in the last 14 months alone. 80,000 businesses have gone under. And if we continue with this same mixture of economic policy which is being applied by the Greek government, within the next 12 months, we run the risk of losing a further 180,000 businesses.
Well, let me ask you, we're speaking with Konstantin Mikolos, head of the Athens Chamber of Commerce. One of the concessions the IMF is asking for in exchange for their bailout funds is 100,000 layoffs in the public sector, and Greece may possibly have to rescind all the public sector hiring they did in 2009 and 2010. So would some of those cuts to the public sector, do you think those would help to get the Greek economy back on track?
Well, as I said earlier on, this is a policy that should have been followed gradually over the last few years. It didn't. All of a sudden, it has to happen now. This will create a further problem in the private sector because obviously if you lose 100,000 consumers, and it's not just 100,000, because if you work on an average basis of three family members per worker, per public servant, then you've got potentially about almost 500,000 people who will reduce their demand within the local market, which is already hampered as a result of the crisis that we're facing. It's not a question of so much cutting down the public sector in terms of employees. That's for sure, because we have over 1 million public employees with a total working population in this country of approximately 4.8 million. So you can imagine that it's a huge public sector. As I said again, it should have been done gradually. However, it will be very difficult to implement, and I see problems as far as social cohesion is concerned, because almost every Greek family has one member who's a public employee in its ranks.
Well, one issue is social cohesion, Konstantin Mikolos, who's the head of the Athens Chamber of Commerce and Industry. But there's also a question of math here. Louise Story, let me bring you in here. It seems to me that Konstantin is describing a cycle that is utterly unsustainable. You reduce the amount of businesses, you reduce the amount of public sector employees, reducing tax revenues, reducing the Greek ability to pay anything that the Eurozone would loan to them. How can this possibly work? It's not a matter of difficult, it's a matter of impossible.
Well, here is the problem, John. There is a conflict, okay? So you have the IMF and the European Union who have given a $151 billion bailout to Greece. What they are concerned about is not Greece's economy. They are not focused on concerns like how do we grow this economy. They are focused on the budget deficit in Greece. That deficit is $18 billion now. That's about 10% of GDP. And they are saying it's got to come down. Now, here's the problem. You know, the deficit's the difference between what a government brings into revenues and what it spends in expenses. Well, the problem is if all these cuts to bring down what they are spending actually hurt the economy, well, then the revenues to the government are going down. So what's happened already is that the budget deficit in Greece is getting worse. Even while the IMF and the EU are saying, you got to get that budget in line, make those cuts. It's a very similar problem to what we have in the United States now, where we have a stalling economy and you have some economists on one side who are saying, you got to spend to get our economy better. The only way to help our budget situation is for our economy to improve. And then you have other people saying, no, 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 you got to cut spending. You got to get the debt down.
Well, let me ask you both the same question in the last 2 minutes that we have. Louise, does that mean at this point that a Greek default is imminent, inevitable?
Well, there's two things to watch, and it's very unclear if there will be a default. But there's two things. One, if the EU and the IMF stop giving the bailout money to Greece, that will make it very difficult for the government to pay its bills. They are saying publicly in the last 2 days that they think that Greece will make enough of these cuts that they will give it to them again in October, but that will only get them to the end of the year. The second thing to watch is that there's a pan-European accord that was reached in July that the 17 governments in Europe have to sign off on by the end of this month. If they don't sign off on that, there also may be a default. Mm-hmm. So those are the two things to watch. We'll know in a few weeks.
Well, Konstantin Mikolos of the Athens Chamber of Commerce, is a Greek default inevitable, and is it? Would that be disastrous for the Greek economy?
A default, especially a non-controlled default, would definitely be a disaster for the Greek economy. But I would like to say that I agree with most points that Louise mentioned. What the Troika should be doing today, instead of ascertaining the mere reduction of our own deficits, they should be seeking to ensure that we're able to repay or, if you like, service our debts. The Greek debt, compared to the total EU debt, is 1.35%. It's minute. However, a systemic collapse is possible as a result of the way that the market operates. Mm. What they should be looking, though, is can we service our debts? And with this type of policy, it is certain that we cannot service our debts.
Konstantin Mikolos, head of the Athens Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.